Hi there, and welcome to this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. And this really, we could say this is part two of what we had done, but this is kind of a brand new episode. And this really is a follow-up from the last episode where we were talking about MS progression and reclassification. And what is it, the TLDR? Too long, didn't read. But in short, following up from our neurologist appointments a couple days ago, mine was really well, and I still am coming in with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis. And I think that's the big thing too, when people who are living with multiple sclerosis, when they have an MRI, the three words you always want to put on your social media posts in all caps, even like with periods, and just say no new lesions. So my MRI came back with no new lesions, and everything seems to be stable.
Which is a word that is so comforting to us in the MS community. Yeah. Stability is greatly appreciated and cherished. So that was, it was a long drive down to Ann Arbor.
About two and change. I'll give you that.
But to know when you go down there that you don't have to worry about being reclassified and having to potentially try a new medication or seeing that your current therapy is not working. So that was really comforting and really just a welcome piece of news, because it had been a while and you were concerned.
I was, just because, you know, there, and I suppose that's the thing that really that was concerning, though, was just when she did the testing and everything, you know, just like the, you know, your strength and everything when she's pushing on legs and, you know, kick out and push.
And she being the neurologist.
Yes. And it was Dr. Braley actually wasn't there, because happily for us, she took a vacation.
A much needed vacation. We've never, and all the times that we've gone to her, missed an appointment because she was on vacation and we saw her.
The fellow.
Yes. Dr.
Is it Dr. Gray?
Yes. Yeah. Dr. Gray was really, really.
She's great.
She's great, and she pushed you around. And
And it's just, it's one of the things where as she's testing my left side, my left leg, obviously, yeah, that's weaker. We know that, but just how weak my left leg is. And I think that's the encouraging thing about this. And what she said is that, you know, a lot of that could be the deconditioning from what it's been, you know, basically, because what we calculated, it would have been basically 6 months prior to that day that I had my hernia surgery. So I've been deconditioned, you know, for that whole time. So my strength isn't there. And that's the beauty of what I'm doing with the physical therapy and other training. And she's got more doctor visits for other, like, he's not, what did, it's not a PT, it's a like a PT plus one kind of thing.
Yeah, like a neuro PT potentially.
Yeah, that I'll be seeing him in a few months with you in September. But just how we can rebuild that strength. And I need to do better. I need to do more on my own.
Don't we all? But I don't want you to be too hard on yourself. You did have hernia surgery 6 months ago, which seems like a really long time. And we have talked about it quite extensively because it was major surgery. And even today, you know, you are helping me stand at night when we go to bed. Mm-hmm. And with Jen's help, you're helping me stand in the restroom. But in the bathroom, because our house doesn't really have a restroom. It has a bathroom. Anywho, semantics.
Yes.
So you're
I'd say words don't matter, but
That's your job. So you're helping me stand. Jen's using the sit to stand, as are you in the evenings. But it's baby steps. You know, this was surgery 6 months ago, and it takes time to recover. And I'm going to give you that because we need to do that. We both need to do that. I need to continue watching my weight. You need to continue exercising, walking, picking up your feet. Mm-hmm. So I think that it was a great neurologist visit.
We're saying this, but let's be honest. It wasn't just me who went to the neurologist. We were there first. So me personally, for me, self-centered, self-serving, self-focused, whatever, looking at my experience, I was happy with it because I, you know, no progression in the MRI, and I'm still relapsing, remitting. But what was the visit like for you?
It was comforting because there was no new progression for you.
I'm talking you with your neurologist visit.
I have been taking the rituximab for 15 years, potentially.
Has it been that long?
Well, when you think about when we first got married, I was on Navantrone. And then once I maxed out, see, we're naming drug names, and we're not paid for that. We're not endorsing that. We're just sharing our story and our experience. But there was a drug called Navantrone that I took until it came off the market, and I maxed out anyhow. So we stopped taking that, and I started taking rituximab. And that drug has been wonderful for me, and I don't really have any side effects from it, like after treatment. In fact, I had my Rituxan infusion today. So if I'm talking a little fast and chatty Cathy-ish, it's because that drug is piggybacked with Xylemedrol. So a little steroid buzz is pulsing through my veins right now. But back to your question, I thought that my neurologist visit was fine. You were the one, in all honesty, that we both were concerned with. I am secondary progressive and things don't change. Again, stability is appreciated. And I think I was stable. And Dr. Gray. It was wonderful to see her. And she talked with me and she's great. But I was stable. There's not a whole lot to say. I can't lift up my legs as well as some people, and I can't use my arms as well. So she did talk to me about physical therapy, and I will be going with you in September back down to Ann Arbor to meet that doctor, that neuro PT. So I'm hopeful, but in the interim, I need to try and exercise and continue working with the CMU physical therapy students.
Do you, in doing that, I mean, for you and for me, do you foresee things getting better? Obviously, we're doing it because we want to get better. But do you ever fear that some things are too far gone, that the MS has totally damaged you, damaged me, to where we, I don't want to say the point of no return, but just to where the damage is done? Or do you think you can regain some of that?
I hope so. Mm-hmm. I mean, what would be the point if I couldn't? I would hate to see just like, we lead a pretty busy schedule. We're always on the move. And I think sometimes we should rest and not do as much and not be involved as much. But I fear that if you stop doing that, then what's the point? How about you?
Yeah, I think I do not believe that we are damaged beyond repair. I think, yeah, obviously there are things that are weaker. Could I go back out and train and run a 5K as I did once, you know, some 15 years ago? No. I mean, because I've got age working against me. Not that you can't run fast when you're older, but I think that I need to commit. And I think that's the question of how do you commit? And I think that's the problem that I have. And that's what I talked to Dr. Gray about, is just that I'm afraid to go out and do something that would, where I would fall and get injured and take too many steps back. But at the same time, as you and I have discussed, we've never played scared. You know, even when I was falling, when I ran and fell, mm-hmm. you know, I waited for the wound to heal, but I was out a week later running again, because you just do. And so,
and wasn't that the beauty of youth? Where when you were a little younger, the falls weren't as detrimental, or the bones weren't as fragile, or mm-hmm. you're like, dang, you know, that the 15 years, it adds up. And I'm not trying to be negative or down or anything.
No.
It's the question of, can you do it? Possibly, but do you want to do it? Are there other things that you would rather spend your energy, your proverbial spoons, spend your spoons on?
Don't go there.
I already did, but, you know, is that something that you think is important? And I think if we're to be honest with future plans that we have, we need to push ourselves to exercise and maybe let some of the other things, the other commitments, fall to the wayside. Mm-hmm. Not the bar here in Mount Pleasant. But just fall away. Not that they can't be picked up again, but we have to prioritize. And that's a whole other podcast in and of itself.
Right. Yeah. So I do think we can get better. Obviously, you know, I say, I'm trying to be all alliterative or whatever, or like philosophical, but it's like, when we don't push to make ourselves better, we're allowing ourselves to get worse.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just that, but it's always finding that happy medium. And I think that's just something anybody living with MS has to balance that. And I just think that's where I feel, no matter how long you've lived with this disease, it's like you're always learning. It's like you're always newly diagnosed, because there's age, there's time, there's progression. You know, what can I do? How can I push myself today? You know, or am I pushing myself too far? So I don't know. I would rather err on the side of doing too much.
I'm with you, because these opportunities aren't going to last forever. And our health, wherever it is right now, we need to take advantage of it, all of us, while we have it. Whatever stage it's at, appreciate it. And we went down to Ann Arbor. We were at the doctor all day. Then we got up the next morning and went to our primary care doctor.
While getting our house, the electrical reworked on the house to where, you know, we were basically nomads for the day. And I'm working remote, so I have to jump around from coffee shops to churches. So I have internet access to actually work and do my job, plus the primary care doctor, which I thought was also very beneficial.
Very beneficial. And it was nice, because that was the first time that we had met her. And just to get new eyes to look at our multiple sclerosis, our personhood, and just to hear our story. And it's always interesting to talk to a medical professional who has never met us, mm-hmm. just to see how we navigate multiple sclerosis and to hear her questions. And she did agree that physical therapy would be good for us. And she reminded me, as a woman living with multiple sclerosis, that I have boobs. I need to get my mammogram.
Oh, yeah.
That I need to get my girl parts checked. That just because I have MS, you can't let those other conditions, you can't ignore them. You need to take care of your whole health. And so that was nice, because it's been a while. And you, she also reminded, you have, as a caregiver, you have more than multiple sclerosis. you need to do your annual physical.
And I haven't done it in a couple of years. And I think that's the maybe the challenge or the oversight for me and other people. When you're living with a chronic illness, you think either you're, no pun intended, but like you're immune from any other issues, health issues. Cause I'm like, dude,
I see what you did there.
I feel like I've paid my dues health wise and I'm living with multiple sclerosis and I'm dealing with all of this stuff. Certainly I won't have anything else happen to me. But it's like, yeah, these things hit. And I think that's where sometimes I think that having multiple sclerosis does it facilitate, encourage you to take your eyes off the rest of your health and well-being, because you're so focused, almost, again, philosophical, but it's like, do we become just too obsessed with the MS that we don't, you know, for as much as I don't want doctors pinpointing and pigeonholing me that all of my health issues are MS related, do we do ourselves a disservice when we think that MS is the only thing we're ever going to have to deal with?
Maybe that, but I also think that there's a moment where you think any of us living with MS or any other chronic illness, for example, we've each had MS over 25 years, where it's like, come on, give me a break. I'm managing MS. Don't give me anything more. Don't add more to my already worn out plate. You know, mm-hmm. It's like my paper plate that I keep loading up with seconds, loading up with thirds, loading up. And that paper plate is shriveling and disgusting. And I just like want to scrape it off and say no more.
Yeah.
But that's not working. And we have to pay attention to our overall health. And so it was good just to meet with Katie and to have her say, she's our new
PA.
Our new PA. Thank mm-hmm. you, physician yeah. assistant. And she really, I was so impressed.
I'm very impressed.
I want to say to my MS brethren, our chronic illness brethren, find a doctor that you like that blows you away, because several times on the way home from the appointment, I was so impressed by how thorough and how quick and comprehensive she was. Not quick to the point where she was like spinning by our questions or glancing over our concerns, but she was just thorough, and she spent a good amount of time with each one of us.
Absolutely.
And so that's important. And we have the same way with our neurologists. So finding good doctors is important. And I know a lot of us are in medical places or areas where you may have to commute a little bit to get to the doctor. And I asked, as a matter of fact, circling back to our conversation with Dr. Gray, I think it is Fields Gray.
Yeah, it is.
We'll get her name, and I apologize that I can't think of it right now. But we asked her about remote medicine, and I believe she thought that we could still see our doctors virtually, which is nice because we live in Michigan and it's cold and snowy here in the winter. Mm-hmm. So if we don't want to drive down there, we can. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place.
Because you had steroids.
Salumedra.
So imagine that I won't sleep much tonight, because we'll go to bed and you'll be bouncing off the wall saying about this. What do you think about this?
Yeah, come 2 days, I'll be.
Yep, and I'll just like, wake up. Yeah. So, all right, well, I mean, I'm just, all in all, just very encouraged with the doctor's appointments. And I think that's for everybody out there in, you know, listening and stuff. What's your experiences with your doctors, with your physicians? When, you know, how did you find a good doctor? What are the keys to finding the good doctors? And how patient do you have to be before you get a doctor? Because I think, you know, with our physician, our primary care doctor, retired in the end of last year, and now we're looking at June, and I think they had like two doctors go through the practice where we are, and they left. And so it took us this long to see somebody that's going to be permanent. And I'd say it's well worth the wait. And
likewise, it's well worth the distance.
Yeah.
That we really are fond of our neurologist, but she is over 2 hours away. And when we drive, we say there are other neurologists that could be closer. And is it worth it? And then we get down to see her, or in this case, to see Dr. Gray, and realize this is exactly where we need mm-hmm. to be, that the comprehensive care that we value matters, and it's worth making that drive. So just shut up, Jennifer, and just make the drive. And that's important. What things do others look for in their neurologist or your primary care? And I think what we both, because we're both chatty and informed, we want a doctor that you can bounce things off mm-hmm. and they give you the time to answer our questions and give us new perspectives and tell us the best way to care for our aging, multiple sclerosis ridden bodies.
Exactly. So let us know, send us an email. Our email is acoupletakesonms@gmail.com, or visit our website is acoupletakesonms.com, and let us know, what is it you're looking for in a good doctor? When you have a visit with a doctor, with a neurologist, what are the keys that make it a great visit?
And the one thing that I will say that I appreciate is it's been an intense, 72 hours of neurologist, primary care doctor infusion. It's been a lot, but I'm just happy that it's all done. With my Rituxan, I'll need to take another infusion in 2 weeks, but then I'm good for 6 months, and you, good Lord willing, we'll be getting your Ocrevus in a few weeks.
I was going to say I should, and that's the other thing too, then, is talking with Dr. Gray, and just, I'm taking a sidestep then. I was encouraged that, the report that she got from where I got the MRI done, they got the report, they didn't get the scans. And so, even though she said the report said no new lesions, she said they're requesting the scan so that they can do a comparison. And so it's almost like I got the no new lesions, but I felt, for me personally, there's a little asterisk in there, because I'm just but they're going to look at the scans too. And you're just thinking, okay, what if they see something that the initial report didn't see?
I would hope that the doctor wouldn't have told you that if she had any questions, but I don't blame you for putting an asterisk up there, and you won't probably feel confident until you hear from Dr. Braley herself, whether it be through an email on the portal or a phone call, that I understand.
Okay, because this was the good news that of this, in terms of when you're looking at your drugs and medicines and stuff, this is the beauty of seeing doctors. I had received a letter in the mail, the end of May, that said that one of my medications had been denied by my insurance agency, or my insurance company at work. But taking it down there to Dr. Gray for them to look at it, just that she had alternative ways to find and get that approved, or to find ways either to do an appeal, or she knew that, and we're not endorsing anything, but just everything with what Mark Cuban has for his lower prescription drug costs and stuff, the drug that I'm prescribed that helps to improve with endurance while walking, that is on his list of medicines that is approved that I can get through his company. And so,
yay.
Yeah.
That's,
and so,
good.
And so that's just why it's so critical to have these appointments with the doctors, and just bring up, ask the questions and see what other, what alternatives are there for your medicines, for drugs, for ways to make and improve your life when living with MS or any condition for that matter. So I think that was the encouraging thing there. I just need to get some, a blood test done and then we'll be good. So
that will be very good. Yeah. And that will be very important just to keep maintaining your good health. And, you know, the drug that we're talking about can help. If it can help your overall well-being and keep you stronger, you know, can you imagine when you get your next Ocrevus infusion coupled with the medication that you haven't been taking for quite a while and your deconditioned body, if you start getting conditioned again, you'll be back to Dan Dickman, good as new.
Exactly. So I think that was good. So it was a great visit, but I think just for all the apprehension and I wouldn't say nervousness and sleepless nights, but I mean, there was some, as far as I can be anxious and anxiety I had. Yeah. So that's been really good. And you had a good visit.
And it is Dr. Lewis Gray.
Okay, Lewis Gray.
I apologize for that. We could remember the Gray. We've seen her twice over the course of our time, and we got Gray, but I apologize. It's Dr. Lewis Gray, and she is fantastic.
She's incredible.
And so we really appreciated her care. And it was the physician's assistant was Katie Tassin here in Mount Pleasant, and she was great as well. Mm-hmm. Not that we're referring or we're getting kickbacks or something, but I just want to be fair with our listeners, just because when we have something good, we want to recommend it and refer it, just like the sit to stand that we rely on. If you have to get one, do it. No, that's it. Invaluable piece of equipment.
Yeah, and I think just talking about it helps other people so that they know or say, okay, well, I know this is great stuff. And I think that's the one thing, you know, when I took a picture, we have, you know, there's that now I'm going on a tangent, but it's like we have Wicked, your wheelchair, we have a Hoyer lift and the standing frame out in the front room. And I know that there's always that feeling of like saying, well, we have just our house is full of medical equipment and we're putting all that equipment in our quote unquote living room. And I thought today as I was just going out to check the mail or whatever, that it's just like, well, why wouldn't you have that stuff in the living room? Because I'm thinking that is the equipment that helps us to live, that improves our quality of life. And so why wouldn't that be in the living room?
And I'm not ashamed of it.
And
that's not throwing shade to anyone else who hides away their equipment. But that's powerful for me to be able to get into a Hoyer lift. Thank you, Jen. Thank you just to get me into a Hoyer lift so I can stand 20 minutes. And Dr. Gray.
Lewis Gray.
Lewis Gray. Yes. Sorry. Dr. Lewis Gray was very impressed that I'm continuing to stand. While I can't stand without the help of the Hoyer lift and the standing frame, that's really good for my bones. And it shows that I'm still trying. And I hope that anyone listening can just continue to keep trying, whatever that looks like. Any effort you make is important. And yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Not preaching, just saying.
I'm saying preach, girl. So. Very good. Well, thank you all for taking time to listen again. But again, just let us know a couple takes on MS at gmail.com. What's it like for you when you find a great doctor? What's a good doctor's appointment? What is it you're looking for?
Or conversely, if you've had a bad doctor's appointment and you don't share this experience, what makes it bad or what are you looking for? How can we help you with those resources? Where can you find them? And maybe we'll put a couple of things on the show notes from this episode.
Amen. Again. So until next time, we are a couple takes on MS. takes on MS. I'm Dan Digman and I'm walking.
And I'm Jennifer Digman and I'm rolling.
And we are a couple takes on MS, and together we're moving forward. Take care.